Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 22 of 40 Days in the Word. And our devotional for today is taught to us by Mike Howerton. Mike's a good friend of mine, pastor at Overlake Christian Church in Redmond, Washington, used to be on staff at Saddleback. He's the author of the book Glorious Mess, Encountering God's Relentless Grace for Imperfect People. And today we're going to look at Psalm 119:11. So grab your Bible, and we're going to look at Psalm 119:11, which, by the way, is our memory verse for this week. So you're going to want to be working on it. Let's listen to Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Howerton. I'm the lead pastor of Overlake Christian Church. Welcome to 40 Days in the Word. Psalm 119:11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a practical look at this verse. What are the ways we can understand it and apply it in our lives? We begin by breaking it down. I have hidden your word in my heart. What's that all about? You hide something away that is special to you. You lock something away in a safe that has a special value. You put things in a secret or a secure location that are important to you so that you can have easy access to them whenever you want. This is true for your important documents as well. Your birth certificate, your passport, maybe your investment portfolio. You want to hide those documents away because they are important in your life, because they have an especial value associated with them, and so that you can have immediate access to them whenever you need them. Well, God's word is the same way. You hide it away in your heart because it is special to you. You place it in the safe, secure location of your heart because it has incredible value, because it is priceless to you, and you want to have access to it at a moment's notice. That's one analogy that has an incredible amount of power associated with it. But the other analogy goes more like this. As God's word is hidden in your heart, it actually changes your heart. In some mysterious way, God's word blends into your heart, changing the consistency, reshaping and reforming and recreating your heart to be more in line with God's will. It's this incredible spiritual reality that as you hide God's word in your heart is nourished and it's empowered and it's transformed to be more like God's. In this regard, it's a little bit like the protein powder in your smoothie. It's not a separate thing once it's added into the smoothie. It blends all throughout it. But what that means is it actually transforms that smoothie. So there is an additional amount of nourishment. There's additional empowerment. There's a revitalization that happens as you ingest that smoothie. It is exactly the same with God's word hidden in your heart. The two tools we have for this are meditation and memorization. Now, there are a lot of ways to do these things, so I'm just going to share with you how I do them. When it comes to meditating on the Word of God, that just means to set your heart on it, to allow your mind to think about it, to really sort of chew on the Word of God and take in its consistency and its meaning. And how I do that is real simple. I use a prayer journal. And in my prayer journal, on the right-hand side, I write down all of my prayers. It's just a way that I kind of keep my mind centered on my dialogue with the Lord. Now, on the left-hand side, I use that to write down passages of Scripture that leap off the page at me. When I'm reading through the Word of God, often there is a verse that just jumps out at me. Well, I'll write that in my journal. That allows me to scribble down additional thoughts I have. It allows me to write down ways that I can practically apply that verse in my life. And it's simply another way that I can meditate on God's Word. Now, when it comes to memorization, I really do struggle with this. And I know I'm not alone in struggling with memorization. In fact, when I was in high school, I read a quote from Einstein that basically said, "Never memorize something that you can look up later." And honestly, Einstein screwed me up a little bit. So I've wrestled with memorization ever since then. But I've found a technique that works. I want to share it with you today. I use a 3x5 card. And on the back of that 3x5 card, I'll write down the verse in its entirety. On the front of the 3x5 card, I'll just write down the first letter in each word of that verse. So in this verse, the letters are I-H-H-Y-W-I-M-H, comma, T-I-M-N-S-A-Y. And then I'd write down Psalm 119, 11. Well, that just is a mnemonic tool. It just triggers your memory enough to help you remember that verse says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, the first half of that verse, I have hidden your word in my heart, that tells us the what we're trying to accomplish. That I might not sin against you, that tells us the why. That's the special purpose for which God has given us his word. The psalmist tells us it's so that we might not sin against God. Because we prize God. We love God. We want to honor God and bless God and worship God and obey God. We don't want to rebel against him. We don't want to go our own path. We don't want to choose sin, right? If we're in Christ, then that's what's most true about us. Our ransomed and redeemed hearts love God and want to live pure with him. But we do stumble sometimes, and we hate it. So that's why God has given us his word. It's to help us in our journey of obedience. God has given us his word for that purpose. It's a little bit like Batman's utility belt. If you think each of the tools on his belt serve a special and unique purpose, they're always helpful. Just when he needs it, they're right there. So much so that it causes the Joker to ask, where does he get such wonderful toys? Well, the enemy of God essentially asks the same question of you when you hide God's word in your heart. Where does he get such wonderful tools? It's from God's word. It's from God's word that you have prized and hidden in your heart so that you might not sin against God. So when we face trials, because we've hidden God's word in our heart, we remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's his word then that buoys us up, that empowers us, that gives us the courage and the strength to see us through, to live as overcomers, victorious, no matter what circumstances we're facing in life. When we face temptations, we've hidden his word in our heart, and we recollect, oh, God has provided a way out. We remember that God has given us this battle gear for us to suit up in so that no matter what fiery arrows the enemy is shooting at us, we're able to stand and to stand firm. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. My prayer is that you are blessed immensely by God as you do just that, as you hide his word in your heart and experience a life of victory overcoming sin.